We know a lot about dinosaurs and the earth they lived in from studying fossils. Insects have been around even longer, showing up with land plants and outlasting dinosaurs through five mass extinctions.
People who look at the diversity of life on Earth estimate that only about 2% of the species that ever lived are alive now. Probably the largest number that were ever alive at one time because it's been expanding continuously for the past 66 million years since the last major extinction took place.
Peter Raven is president emeritus of the Missouri Botanical Garden and a professor emeritus of botany at Washington University. He says researchers began studying insect species, biodiversity, in the 1980s and now estimate there are as many as 9 million species. Researchers also study insect populations, biomass, and report declining species and populations for moths, butterflies, bees, hoverflies, as much as 1 to 2% per year. With such a long record and so many species of insects, why be concerned about declining insect populations now? Raven says humans are newcomers, arriving in Africa only about 300,000 years ago, and the things that came with humans, like agriculture and the intensification of climate change, place crucial ecosystems at risk.
The population of the whole world at the time they started growing crops in the Middle East about 11,000 years ago, there were about 1 million of us. By the Roman Empire at the time of Christ, there were 200 to 300 million people. We reached the 7.8 billion that we have now, projected to grow to 9.9 billion in 30 years.
Raven says 11% of land is now in agriculture and 30% in grazing, with most of the Earth's landscape impacted by our development, numbers that must change to sustain us.
What individuals do, especially in very rich countries, will help a lot. I do find hope in morality because there are moral people. One of the great things you can do is teach everyone to be as international as you possibly can.
Insect declines are already beginning to affect the ecosystems they inhabit. Scott Black, the executive director of the Xerxes Society for Invertebrate Conservation, says insects play an important role in ecosystems, pollinating crops, decomposing leaves, and feeding everything from songbirds to fish, which feed larger animals.
The two main food sources for grizzly bears are salmon, which need insects to get to the ocean, and berries, which need insects to pollinate them. So even on up to grizzly bears, they are really relying on this base of the food chain.
Black says while declines aren't often noticeable short term, long term declines are striking.
In the West, monarchs used to travel all the way from Utah back to California. In the 80s, we had over 4 million monarchs at these overwintering sites. This year, we had 1,914 monarchs. Another species found in Utah is the western bumblebee. It's gone from the entire West Coast. You're lucky you still have it in Utah.
So, what can humans do to slow insect decline? A recent list published by Black and his colleagues provides a starting point. For example, Black suggests buying insect-friendly products and support insect-friendly habitat initiatives, such as organic farming. In Cache Valley, organic agriculture is on the rise, thanks to sustainable farming ambassadors and insect-friendly initiatives like Be Better Certified. Similarly, Bee City and Bee Campus USA are programs focused on creating insect habitat. Last year, the University of Utah became a certified Bee Campus. The quest for the perfect lawn is another source of insect declines.
The best data we have shows that we've got 40 million acres of lawn, and lawn provides nothing for almost any insect. If everybody took out 10% of their lawn, that'd be 4 million more acres of habitat for these animals.
Even small actions are helpful, and Black says if friends or neighbors take the steps together, they become even more powerful. To learn more about insect declines and other ways to help insects, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornaccione.